The safest password.
Welcome to Teen Life, your radio show for anyone between 13 and 19. Today, we're going to talk about how to stay safe online. My guest in the studio today is Kerry. Kerry, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Kerry, your project, Play It Safe, helps people stay safe online. One of your recent campaigns makes people aware of the importance of safe passwords.
That's right. You see, by taking care of our passwords, we can achieve so much in terms of security.
What are your recommendations, Kerry?
First, quite obvious, but okay. Never give out your password to anyone, and I mean to anyone. Never give it to friends, even if they're really good friends. After all, every friend can become an ex-friend and then do things with it you don't want to happen.
Sometimes friends ask for each other's passwords as a kind of proof of friendship. They shouldn't do that, should they?
No, they shouldn't. A password can never be a proof of friendship.
How do you create the perfect password for yourself?
Well, first, you shouldn't just use one password. If you use only one password for all your online accounts, someone working at one of the sites could pass it on or use it to break into your accounts at other sites.
Okay, that makes sense.
The newest advice is really to use a so-called passphrase instead of a password. A passphrase consists of words and numbers, sometimes also symbols. You can remember it easily, but nobody can guess this exact combination of words and numbers. Take, for example, the passphrase 24 hours full of chocolates, with the number 24 at the beginning, each of the words spelled with a capital letter, and the dollar symbol instead of the S in chocolates. Make the password at least 12 characters long. The longer, the better. Longer passwords are harder to crack.
How about password managers? Can you recommend using these apps?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I have one in use myself. Password managers are great because they help you remember all the different passwords you use for your different online accounts. Some products even let you create strong passwords within the app. And you only have to remember the one password to access the program or secure site that stores your passwords for you.
Thanks very much, Kerry. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure so have our listeners. Bye for now.